And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hey, today we are talking a net worth increasing 10 times in 7 years through multifamily investing. We are working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today I'm with National Lifestyles Unlimited mentor, Mark Petz. As a mentor, he's an expert in multifamily investing. That's apartments, not multi-level. Multi-family investing. He's helped a number of Lifestyles members retire themselves. And I want to just stop on the word mentor for just a second, because Andrew Carnegie suggested over 100 years ago that what you need to do if you want to be successful, you need to stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Go out and find someone who's gotten out of life what you want and imitate them. Carnegie called this his mastermind group. Tony Robbins calls it a role model or a mentor. And we use the word mentor around Lifestyles Unlimited. And that's the role of Mark, my guest today. He's taken that map that other people have given him. He multiplied his net worth 10 times. And now with that same map, he guides others so that they can retire themselves and quit relying on a job or a corporation for a paycheck in retirement. So, Mark, so glad you're with me today. Can you take just a minute? Tell us about who you are outside of real estate. Just introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah, sure, David. Thanks for having me on today. I grew up in a town outside of Cleveland, Ohio, and had a, you know, it's middle class upbringing. I had five brothers and sisters, and you know, we all were a tight-knit family. You know, my dad was a fireman, had several side businesses along the way, and now I was really just brought up to work hard, have high integrity, and kind of had that view of you know, do well in high school, work hard, and go to college, and you know, go get a degree and then get a higher paying job. And that was kind of my upbringing. And
so no entrepreneurial background really in your upbringing?
No. I just, my background really after college was, I was in the Navy, and then it was all corporate America after that, going up through levels of management.
And somehow something triggered you and you decided you needed to get another, find another way to make income. And you actually started buying some single family houses. How did you get to that position?
Well, it was interesting. I always knew and had read about real estate being a good investment, you know, outside of trying to do something in the stock market. And I ended up, one of the houses I owned when I was living in Florida, we turned it into a rental, and that's how I started. And then bought a couple more after that. Didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew it was the right thing to do. Just kind of learned, you know, trial and error. I didn't have a mentor and tried to read books and, you know, study it, but I did okay with it, but didn't really have a good path.
Now, so you're going along doing this. Did you begin to look for other opportunities to educate yourself, or did you just stumble upon Lifestyles?
So along the way, I read a lot of books. I was always, you know, besides formal education, read a lot of books, I was eager to learn, but it was always about tax advantages or how to manage, you know, be property management, not like a clear, concise roadmap on how to do everything, and, you know, when to buy, when to sell. So that was kind of unclear. So a lot of it was just trial and error.
Right, right. And then you discovered Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, correct?
Yes, I was actually living in Dallas, Fort Worth at the time, and heard one of the radio advertisements and went to the 2-hour free seminar, and where an actual owner of real estate presented and kind of told their story and, you know, talked about their properties. And I just kind of progressed from there. I was very interested in learning more.
Yeah. And folks, as you're listening, what he's talking about is that free workshop. I'm one of the workshop presenters. You can go right now to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and sign up for one of the workshops. Now they're all online. Mark had to go in person. You don't have to do that. You can watch me online. I'm actually May 10th. I'm going to be presenting at 9:30 p.m. Central Time. You can sign up for that one. But if that doesn't work for you, my teammates do a great job as well, and you can catch one of those. But that's how everybody gets started with Lifestyles Unlimited. So you did that, and you went to that two-day class, and that is where you learn how to locate, negotiate, finance, lease, rehab, lease, and manage both single family and multifamily properties. A ton of information. And I want to just kind of walk through a couple of the bullets, the things that you said were key takeaways for you as you sat through that class, because everybody walks out. You walk into that class, you're not really sure what to expect. You walk out, and usually some significant learnings take place during that time. And you actually, when you started out, your intent was to go crazy buying single family homes. And after that, you realized multifamily was the way to go. During that class, what was it that led you to make that decision?
Yeah, that class was incredible. I mean, I probably read 5 or 6 real estate books, but I learned more in that 2-day session about real estate and how to do it in a practical terms. You know, it was very insightful. But first day was all single family. I remember, you know, just learning about cash flow. I was always under the impression you buy it as long as you're breaking even, you sell it, and, you know, there's your pot of gold after you sell it. But after that first day, I remember going home that night and telling my wife, we're going to buy 30 single family homes. And, you know, this is a great roadmap. But then day two came, and I learned about multifamily and how to scale. And so that was quite an eye opener for me. But really what I learned was you buy the real estate for the cash flow, and that's what you really want to focus on.
Yeah, that cash flow is what protects you. I mean, if prices go up or down, I don't care as long as I've got cash flow, because I'm not losing money and I can sit through a tough time. But of course, what we see in real estate is we make money in 5 different ways, not just the cash flow, but that cash flow is essential. And we're going to hold on there. We're going to come on the other side of the break. We're going to continue to talk to Mark. Mark is a multifamily mentor. And here's the thing. Mark has helped. He's shared his map with other Lifestyles members and seen some Lifestyles members, a number of them, become millionaires. You stay with us. We're working on your financial freedom.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious, and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not gonna invest with you, I'm gonna go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be a part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
I'm David Ruzicka. I am your host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I am talking to Mark Petz. He's one of our national multifamily mentors. Increased his net worth 10 times since he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And we're talking about just his early real estate investing career. He had bought some single family houses, joined Lifestyles Unlimited, went to that 2-day class. That is where you learn how to, it covers everything, how to locate, negotiate, rehab, finance, lease, and manage single family properties. And I asked him before, we were talking through some of the big learnings, key learnings that he had during that class. One of those, Mark, you said was forced appreciation. And single family houses, they are valued using what is called a CMA. Kind of the short answer to that is the comparative market analysis. The appraiser looks at what houses are selling for in the neighborhood, and based on the average sale price in the neighborhood per square foot, that's what your house is worth. You can't make it go any higher than the average house in the neighborhood. That's why you always want to buy the cheapest house in the neighborhood, because all the other houses are pulling your value up. But multifamily is different. It doesn't matter what the apartment community across the street sold for last month. Tell us, Mark, what matters with multifamily? How do you value multifamily, and what is forced appreciation?
Yeah, really the beauty of multifamily is everything's measured on your NOI, your net operating income, and there are multiple levers you can pull to increase that. So when you buy a property, really what you're looking at is, you know, what can I do to increase the NOI, which essentially increases the value of the property. So if you're looking for an opportunity where maybe the rents are below market, that's a great opportunity to increase your rent. You can have a value add where you're perhaps remodeling the exterior or the interiors, and that allows you to charge more rent, which increases your NOI. And then on the flip side, you could look at your expenses, find some opportunities there where, wow, maybe they're utility bills are really high and you can find some water saving or electrical savings. And that obviously helps your increased profit as well and translates to increased value of that apartment complex. So there's lots of ways to improve it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can force the appreciation. You can't force the appreciation with single family. And that's one of the beautiful things of multifamily. One of the other key takeaways you said was you measure your net worth. You measure by net worth, not by salary. The scorecard is measured by net worth, not by salary. What does that mean?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that I learned with lifestyles in corporate America, it was always about talking to a headhunter, a recruiter, and, you know, what's the salary going to be? What's my bonus package look like? What are the stock options? And I always measured everything on, you know, what is that annual salary look like in that whole package? But right, the reality is, to measure wealth, you're looking at what is your net worth? You know, what is all of the values of the equities you have and, you know, any equity in real estate? And that was one of the biggest eye-opening measures for me, just to measure that and keep track of that each year. I do that analysis.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. And you're doing a good job at it with a 10 time increase. So then we jump from there to return on equity. Keep your assets working for you all the time. Avoid dead equity, not debt, dead, D-E-A-D, dead equity. What is dead equity?
Yeah. So this is something, especially in single family homes. I owned, I think when I joined, I owned five, and right away, I looked at it, and some of them had over 50% of the equity. So if it was worth $100,000, I had $50,000 sitting there. And even though maybe you are getting some cash flow, you want to measure how much equity is in that asset and what is the return on that. Because if you're not leveraging your equity and getting that return, you want to make sure you're always looking at that. And that's something that I was not really focused on. And most single family investors, you know, they view it as let's pay it off and then, boy, I'm getting all this rent. But reality is your return on all of that equity, that house you own, is very low because you have a lot of equity in it.
Yeah, I mean, that is so important, because the thing is, it's not about making more money. It's about making your money work for you more effectively to increase those to increase that passive income that is and allow you to retire. And so if you're sitting on a house, as you're listening to this right now, folks, you've got a house that is maybe 80% paid off. You think, wow, that's so good. I have so much security. No, you could take that money and you could pull that out and you could go invest that in property that is going to pay you. That money's not paying you anything right now. In fact, it's just costing you money, because that house, of course, you've got to pay the taxes and the mortgage and the insurance and all those things, but you could redeploy that money and you can be on your way to financial freedom. Big difference. And it's funny, Mark, you said most people investing in single family houses actually look forward to paying off those houses. I know a guy, he's very sophisticated. He has 60 single family houses and most of them are paid off. I said, you realize how much money you are just sitting on that's doing nothing for you? And he said, yeah, I know that. I've thought about that before. So it's such an important key. teaching that we expose people to with Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the other key takeaways, and I want folks to really hear this, Mark, you can kind of just, don't go through all the details, but you said steps in buying and closing a multifamily deal. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, I mean, going into that 2 day, I had no knowledge of commercial real estate, and in, you know, 8 hours, really just a crash course in understanding the process in buying a multifamily. And, you know, of course, we already talked about how to value it. And, you know, I just learned so much in those 8 hours. I was, you know, thirsty to learn more and really understand all those steps. And it's, you need a team. That's one of the big things. There's a lot of steps, but, you know, you follow the path and you will be able to do your own multifamily deal. That's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of folks, they wonder, they'll ask me, hey, you know, what do you really get out of that 2 day course? Is that really a lot of information? I like two things you said, Mark. You said you learned more in 2 days than you'd learn reading a bunch of books on real estate. And what you just said right now, we go through all those steps closing a multifamily deal. And you touched on something. Real estate is a team sport. What does that mean?
Yeah, you, especially in the commercial side, multifamily side, you've got a whole team around you, and each of those team members, you know, these are your attorneys, your lenders, insurance brokers, the brokers to find the property. You work and coordinate with all of these folks on your team, and they're the ones who help. Everyone's kind of going to the same finish line, and, you know, you're networking along the way and learning along the way. But that team gets you across the finish line. It's not you trying to do everything. And that's what's very important as far as being successful in a commercial transaction.
And that's the power of a group like Lifestyles Unlimited, surrounding yourselves with successful, like-minded people who know the players that you need on your team. And we've got vendor lists, but then also networking with other people. Who are you using for this? Who are you using for that? It's a team sport in terms of the folks you have on your personal team, but also your network is really critical as well, so that you have the right people on your team. Tell us about, you said minimize your tax bill. That was a key takeaway for you, the power of we're going to hold right there through the break, and we're going to come back with Mark Petz, who retired from corporate America with 5,000 plus doors in 5 years.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's gonna crash. It's gonna be better next year. I've gotta listen to four more classes. I love guys come up to me and tell me, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with multifamily mentor, national mentor, Mark Petz, which means he's an expert in multifamily investing. He retired himself from corporate America with over 5,000 doors in 5 years. And we were talking about his beginning and kind of the key takeaways from that financial freedom seminar that we do. And Mark, the last two items, I want to talk first about minimizing your tax bill. That was a key takeaway for you and the power of depreciation. Explain to us what you mean by that.
Yeah, what I mean by that is the IRS is very tax friendly towards real estate investors. And there's a lot of depreciation that you can take advantage of, and there's tax laws in place for accelerated depreciation. So really, it helps offset your income, your distributions that you get from your multifamily investments and your single family, but there's a little bit more leverage that you can use with a multifamily. So in a nutshell, it really helps reduce your tax bill and defer some of your taxes as well, which really gives more power to the income you're receiving, you know, for the current year.
Absolutely. Making your money work for you more effectively. And I love what you said. I want to repeat that. You said the IRS is friendly to real estate investors. When is the last time you folks that are listening, you ever heard anybody describe the IRS as friendly to anybody? The IRS strikes terror into people. And yet we're doing simple, above the board, by the law things with depreciation, and the IRS is friendly to real estate investors because of that. That's why you want to get into real estate. And then, Mark, lastly, you said the last takeaway was the roadmap, a five-year plan, and you said there's always someone up above you on the ladder. Explain to folks what you mean by all that.
Yeah, that's the one beauty of lifestyles is, everyone shares their roadmap, and when you start, there's always someone one or two rungs ahead of you. And, you know, during your time in meetings, you have a chance to network with them, and they're a resource. Everyone's very open. So I'm always looking at the person who is one or two steps ahead of me. Maybe they're investing, you know, 5 years before I started to. And I'm always asking them, how did you handle this? How did you handle that? What's the next step? And, you know, in addition to the formal kind of classes you have, you've got that network that really helps get you to the next level. And it really helps you be confident in your short-term and your long-term planning.
That's great. That is great. That is a lot of information that you got from that two-day class. And from there, you went straight into multifamily investing. And I asked Mark the other day, I said, hey, tell me about your most interesting deal. He's closed five deals. And you said the most interesting one was deal number four. And I got two questions before we get into this. Number one is, when you bought deal number four, were you already a mentor?
Yes, I was a mentor at that time for just about a year.
So you were a mentor for a year. And here's my big question is, did you use a mentor as you were buying this deal?
Absolutely. Even us mentors, we are talking to other mentors, showing them the numbers, asking them to essentially proofread our work, in addition to some of our peers that are other owners, and we'll ask them for their advice and how they, you know, viewed certain, you know, pro forma numbers.
Right, right. That's the power. A mentor is such a powerful tool. And I don't know where you go to get a mentor if you're doing a mom and pop deal by yourself. You're kind of out there swimming against the current, trying to keep your head above water. And we provide that for you with Lifestyles Unlimited mentoring. So tell us about this that you did. It's 9 units. It was a Class C plus. What is a Class C plus? Describe that.
So it's really a middle income neighborhood. It's, more of a working class where, you know, these are the folks that are firemen, they're working in retail, and, it's a good, clean apartment complex and a good, clean neighborhood. And, you know, when we bought this, it was back in September 2021 and a 90 unit. And this property, when you drove by it, it looked kind of like a junkyard, and the paint scheme was unbelievably ugly. It was just low-hanging fruit to take over and have an opportunity to improve it.
Why was it in such disrepair? Do you know from the previous owner any idea why it was in such disrepair?
It really came down to the management company. They were no attention to detail. You'd walk the property, there'd be candy wrappers, bottles laying around. It looked like, bikes were all over, go-karts, motorcycle parts, cars broken down in the parking lot. Just really simple stuff to fix with good operations. And then just the appearance of the multicolored buildings, just it was something from, I don't know, the 70s. It just needed some updating and some fresh paint.
Yeah. So what did you do to it? You buy it, you walk in, tell us the process.
Sure. I took over, but prior to that, had a pretty robust plan on exterior and interior renovations. And what we did really day one was we got the painters out there and gave it a facelift, put, you know, modern colors up on the walls of each of the buildings. We redid the parking lots. The property management team brought in extra resources, cleaned up all the garbage, started, you know, laying the law with the residents that, you know, you can't be leaving all your junk around the property and, right. You know, it needs to be in its proper place. And really in cleaning up the pool, remodeling the pool, we're in the process of doing new landscaping. We trimmed up what was there, the trees. We pulled out half of it and we're putting new plants in just to give it a very clean, cohesive look from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's interesting about this is it's not exactly rocket science. I mean, a person with just kind of normal observation skills can see from what you're telling me, a lot of things that needed to be taken care of without getting really into the science of it, which you also get into with the value, with the education, with a mentor. And these are things that are going to add value. What's the result been for that property?
It's been amazing, and I love talking to my on-site manager, some of the stories she tells me. A lot of people that drove by a year ago, they said they just kept driving by because it just looked like a train wreck. And right. Now they've come in, they've toured the property, and they're like, something's changed here, and they end up leasing. So it's very rewarding to hear that. And on top of that, just, you know, from a rent standpoint, we had rents that were for mostly two bedrooms in the 1,050 range. And we've had the opportunity to remodel units and bring that up over 50% to almost 1,500 a unit.
That's a massive increase in the rent there. And so you've had a tremendous success with that. You're still in the process of working with that. What's your end game for that property?
Yeah, so the end game is we're going to continue finishing the exterior touches and then cycle through renovating a large portion of the units and really turning over, you know, to new residents that appreciate the property, take care of it, and, you know, keep it running smoothly and taken care of and, you know, have them happy where they live and proud of where they live.
And I hear this story over and over again, and it's kind of like, okay, we're not a ministry, but we do some pretty powerful things in neighborhoods. Last week, I had on one of the Lifestyles Realty realtors, and he talked about how he's seen neighborhoods in Houston change as Lifestyles members have taken over single-family houses and apartment communities. And that's what we see over and over again, because somebody comes in, they upgrade the community, they make it a better place for families to live, and they make money in the process. And that is a great way to do business. I want you to go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That is where you get signed up for the workshop. We're going to continue on the other side of the break talking to Mark, who has helped a lot of Lifestyles members retire themselves.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, I am your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am with national mentor Mark Petz, and he has, let me just click these things off for you. Number one, he's increased his net worth 10 times since joining Lifestyles Unlimited almost 7 years ago. He retired from corporate America with over 5,000 apartment community doors in 5 years. He's helped Lifestyles members, many Lifestyles members, retire themselves by mentoring them. He's helped some become millionaires along the way. And as a passive investor, he's done 28 deals. None of those have sold. So we've got a big resume there. And so I want to spend a little bit of time talking to him about his role as a mentor. Now, Mark, you're a national mentor. And tell us about mentoring. Why did you become a mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited? Why did you want to do that? And tell us a little bit about what that means
as a national mentor. Yeah, I mean, being a mentor is very rewarding. And one of the reasons I did it, I wanted to give back. There was a lot of people who helped me get to where I'm at, and I wanted to be able to help others get to where I'm at. And, you know, those before me helped, you know, assisted me as a mentor. So really, I mean, it's a passion just to help others. And that's what really feels good about it. And the role itself, I mean, I talk with several members each day and get them on their path, you know, primarily focused on multifamily, whether they're independent rental owners going after their first multifamily deal, or as we call it, aspiring leads or new leads who are, you know, the general partners that put syndications together to buy multifamily. That's primarily my role.
Great, great. So I want you to walk me through what happens. Let's say I joined Lifestyles last week. I have zero experience. In fact, I have worse than zero experience. My only multifamily experience is I live in an apartment with my mom. I was woke for 5 years. I was running the streets with Antifa. My mom drugged me to church. I repented of all my Antifa sins, and I thought, okay, maybe capitalism is good. And I went to the Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. How are you going to make, and I'm telling you all that, obviously that's not all true, but I'm telling you all that to say I have no experience, because that's what a lot of our members come to Lifestyles with, is no real estate experience. Walk me through the steps. How are you going to coach me into becoming a successful real estate investor?
Yeah, I'm really just part of the process. And right, what I do is we've got a training process, and a lot of it is online. We've got training classes. And as you step through these, you get a multifamily core certificate, and then you take additional lead classes, as we call it. And that really gives you kind of the basics, almost like any other, you know, type of formal education. And then from there, you know, I start engaging more and more in talking through the process with you coming off the streets with little or no knowledge. Right. And kind of build on that formal education there, and help start building the team and really focus on how to evaluate a property. What are all the steps of that? What are all the levers that you need to put together as you build out a pro forma to evaluate a specific property and see whether it makes sense to invest in it or not, and just kind of run it from there. And there's a whole team around me as well, and I help those members build those other team members, whether it's the lender and operations consultants, which is all part of Lifestyles vendor network. So we have a lot of resources that just help pull that whole team together, and I kind of help walk you down that path.
Yeah, and do you help out with the road trips, the acquisition road trips and the educational road trips?
Yeah, actually, mentors, we work with another owner, typically, with the educational road trips, and kind of do a initial presentation of the numbers of the property, in a classroom environment, and then we go out to that property. So I assist in, going through the tour and kind of adding that educational piece to what the owner is talking about when they're, talking through their property, touring it and showing you what they've accomplished. And we try and tie that all together. So you're getting a lot of education, hands-on training as you're going through the process.
Wow. What other business do you go to where another owner, could be one of your competitors, is going to open their books and tell you, here's what we did and here's how we're going to do it and here's how we're going to increase the NOI. Here are all things we're going to do. That's just amazing. And so I find a property and I come to you. I say, Mark, I found a property. I think this is a good one. It happens to be in Phoenix. You're in Phoenix now. And so it happens to be in Phoenix. And so are you going to go walk that property with me? Or are you going to help me do due diligence on that property?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually I try and to go on the property on site with the member and tour the property. And then also once they get under contract, we have what's called due diligence. We're doing all the inspections. We're going through all the records, the finances. And I work with the member during that phase as well. And then we've also got operations consultants that are longtime property management experience that help with that due diligence process. So long story short, you've got experts who have done it multiple times helping you to go through the due diligence process to make sure it's a good asset that you're looking to buy.
Now I'm getting you to do all this stuff. I mean, obviously I've got to give you part of the deal, right? I mean, you're going to get some kickback from this.
Oh, absolutely. I get all of it. No, reality is, as a mentor, I mean, we're just giving back to the community. We want to be able to help members and, do their deal, make sure it's the right deal. And then they bring in their own investors, from the group. And those investors are, considered passive investors or limited partners. And, they invest in the property. Some I may invest my own money, some not, but really as a mentor, it's all about just helping the lead find a good property or independent rental owner find a good property that they're going to get a good return on.
That's so powerful. I actually went on a due diligence a couple of weeks ago. And think about this, folks. An email was sent out. I said, hey, I can go. So I took some time on a Tuesday morning, went out to the property. There were a bunch of other Lifestyles members there. And we walked every single unit in that apartment. You can pay somebody to do that. If you're out there doing this on your own, you're going to have to pay someone to come out and walk those properties. We walked every single apartment, except for the ones that had pit bulls. There was one, the guy said, no, you can't come in there, there's a pit bull. And so we'll deal with that later. But, and we that was part of the due diligence. Hey, you've got, four people here living here in this apartment community that have dogs that are not allowed according to the lease because they will bite your head off. But we gave them all that information and that was free. It was educational for myself and the other folks that are on the due diligence. It's a powerful tool for us to increase our knowledge. And it's a huge asset for the person who is actually buying the property. And again, it's part of a team, being part of a team and leveraging other people's time, money, and knowledge to make the thing happen. So great, great opportunity there. Mark, so you're mentoring people all across the nation. How do you do that? How do you mentor somebody who's maybe they're in another good state like Georgia? I think Georgia is a pretty good place to invest right now. How do you help that person invest in Georgia, that multifamily investor?
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. Most of the folks I do mentor are in Arizona, but maybe 70%. Those who are outside, I may not know all the specific laws, maybe on how taxes work, but I'm able to guide them and ask those questions and challenge them to make sure that they're doing their due diligence and researching those numbers and what are those rents and, why are you increasing the rents? What's causing that? And really guide them in question and help them understand what they're looking at so that they have the right numbers and their pro formas to make sure it's a profitable deal that, has solid data behind it.
I tell you what, I am so thankful for Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually was looking at a single family in Georgia and called the national mentor, asked some questions. He gave me a laundry list of things to do and to watch out for, the things I need to check on. And that is such a it's like having a warm blanket on a cold night, because you feel like you have what you need to do the job. And so wonderful. So, Mark, as we're wrapping up here, what would you say is the biggest value for you with Lifestyles Unlimited?
So the one thing that's hard to really write down on paper with Lifestyles is, you know, outside of all the education and having the mentors, you know, that's all great and it's very helpful. But I will say just the friendships and working with my peers and meeting and networking within the community is just so invaluable. Everyone is there. We all have a common vision of investing in real estate and everyone's engaged because they want to be there. And I just learned so much from others. And every time I have a conversation, I learn something new about that individual and about real estate. And that's the most powerful thing, the whole community that you're engaged with Lifestyles.
Yeah, the idea of surrounding yourselves with successful, like-minded people. I got interested in real estate years and years ago. I bought a book. I read the book. I didn't know anybody that did real estate. The book went back on the bookshelf, and I never did anything with it. It's only when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and all of a sudden I had people surrounding me that wanted to see me succeed and share their map, that it really began to make a difference in my life. Folks, we're glad you're with us today. Thank you, Mark, for spending the time with us, multifamily mentor. And just remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.